to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on this lovely, lovely Tuesday evening, January 12th, 2021, in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the beautiful state of Hawaii. We are here not so much to have a good time and talk to you guys, but to celebrate nerd culture and tell you some news of the week, if there is any. But first, let me introduce my crew. Coming up first, this guy right here, he is the producer seducer. He is also the man who likes to put together small models of Star Wars toys. He is also the man you're better than a middle finger, ladies and gentlemen. We call him Kai Kai. He's in the house. How's it going, Kai?
Hello, America. Shout out to you.
Well, jeez, so aggressive. Anyway, big shout out, of course, to Nadia, who's in the chat. Aloha. We were looking forward to having your husband on the show, but you must have grounded him. Anyway, just to let you know, we will see all of your comments in chat. We're exclusively on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. We are also on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation and on Twitch at NerdWatch808. All of our particulars will be down at the bottom of the screen that I just put up right now. All of our Facebooks and our social medias are at the very, very bottom there. And any comments you guys want to talk about, I can put them up on screen. Screen just like this one. Nadia says hi, Kai Kai. Todd Bernardi's in school. Oh, how cute. Did you pack his lunch today? Oh, babe, so cute.
What school has
wait. I have a question. Well, here's the thing. If Todd is in school right now, I'm wondering if his wife will take his drawings and put them on the refrigerator. That's so cute. Make sure you take pictures of his art. I want to see them. Sounds wonderful. Anyway, also joining us.
Like, I don't know how Nadia just called me a broom.
No, she did not. Also joining us this evening, this guy right here. He is our man in black. He is also the master of card tricks, and he is also the man who knows how to make pigeons disappear. Don't ask me how. He gets really upset when I ask. He's also our gaming guru. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Format. Yeah, he's here as well. Yeah, he's also here. Also joining us this evening, this next gentleman happens to be in a perfect mood for the night. Perfect mood for his theme music. He is our Dark Knight. He is also our horror aficionado, and he is our punk rock superstar. Now, that's a comic that I'd like to see. A Dark Knight, Batman, a punk rock superstar, and a horror aficionado. He is also the man that flies around Maui fighting crime with a cape, a cowl, and a utility belt, putting those dastardly, dastardly criminals behind bars. Ladies and gentlemen, please show some reverence and say hello to Gannon! Oh, I forgot to unmute him. Now he's unmuted. There we go. Thank you.
Oh, man. I just did a pink sound effect. Now I can't recreate it.
Also joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen, this man right here. He is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books. He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con. He is the self-proclaimed comic master. He is freaky. He is deaky. He is definitely leaky. And his bibbities are quite streaky. Let's hear it for the boy. It's Dr. Freaky Daddy Leaky. Alika is in the house. Hey, Alika. How's it going?
Hey,
how's it going, guy?
Did you say boo or boo earns?
Hooers. Hooers. Anyway, boys and girls, once again, you guys can watch us live on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. At Twitch, our Twitch name is NerdWatch808. On Facebook, it's / the NerdWatch, and on YouTube, it's at NerdWatch Nation. So also make sure that you guys chime in on the comments.
On Parler.
Yeah. Also, your name, you guys can comment on any one of those platforms, and we will see it in the chat. So please let us know what you guys have on your minds tonight. Any questions, comments, we'll see them in the chat, and we might even talk about it tonight. It looks like Alika was wearing the Nerdwatch logo like a crown before he moved. But that's neither here nor there. See, you're absolutely right, Daniel. So big shout-out to Daniel, who's in the chat as well. Now, boys and girls, this week, unfortunately for us, and I'm really sad, there is no comic book list. We're going to save that for next week. Dr. Freaky Daddy Leaky is going to give us next week. Want to know what's going on in the world of comic books? He's the guy to do it, and he's got him next week. Is there anything special?
Well, it's because I leapfrog the weeks I do my shipment, so I'm just going to start doing the list on the weeks I'm getting the shipment, so I don't confuse anybody.
Good.
I mean, there's a couple of things coming out that have a lot of hype on them, like Haha number one. It's always like these things that don't seem like they're important to order. Nobody asked me for them when the order form's going in. And then like a week or two before they show up, people are like, do you have 30 copies of it?
Doesn't Ganon do that? And Todd, don't they do that all the time?
Everybody does.
Well,
it's hard, especially now, because I can't be ordering extras of anything. You know, I really had to pair up the ordering to make the store not, completely sink.
Got it.
If it's not subscribed to, I barely order anything, So I'll get a couple of the indie title number one, but not many.
Right.
There are a couple of big indie books that were coming out this week and next week that I'm probably not going to have enough of because nobody asked me a while back.
Hmm. Well, what's cool is that you're going to have a more detailed list next week. Anything that we should be looking forward to as far as comic books that'll be coming out in the next this month?
For DC, we're in the middle of Future State, and that's pretty cool. I put up some of the new DC Future State up at the store because we passed street date now, and
nice.
That's going on with DC. Marvel's the King in Black stuff, which is always fun. Hickman X-Men is still kind of on its continuation. Not sure where they're headed after X of Swords just wrapped up, which was the big crossover for that. And then there's just like so many indie books. It's like new number ones every week, multiple. And by the week or so before they come out, the hype really starts to build.
Nice.
It seems a very common thing, yeah.
Well, if you want more information, and we'll get more information next week on the comic book list, but if you need more information about comic books and where to purchase them, make sure you check out Maui Comics on Instagram and at Maui Comics and Collectibles on Facebook. You can get your comics there. Really cool stuff. Really cool comics. You definitely want to get involved in the world of comic books, as I like to say. Well, what we should do first? The news that we should talk about first. Is actually kind of important. Not important per se, but...
Almost nothing we talk about on this show is important.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you that there was a very cool trailer that came out, and kind of unexpected, not one that I was expecting. And we should share it while we're here. You won't hear the audio because I'm not going to play the audio. Or maybe I will play the audio.
You should. What if Papa just
Do you have the licensing to show someone else's intellectual property?
Hey, listen. As long as we're showing it and commenting over it, we're fine. Unsanitary. Hawaii is getting a big lift from what is currently. What currently is going to be a Netflix film starting January 29th, a Hawaii-based, I guess a lot of people are calling it a Hawaii-based Goonies movie. It's called Finding Ohana. I don't know if you guys had a chance to watch the trailer at all. Did you get to see the trailer? Did you guys get to see the trailer? What's that?
I'm the one that posted it.
Oh, were you the one that posted it? I didn't know you posted it.
You dumb.
Oh, I didn't know you posted it. All right.
Believe it or not, other people do it, not just Aaron.
Oh, that's true. Good point. You make a good point. Yeah. Anyway, so Finding Ohana, as you can see on the side of the screen there, is a Hawaii-based. Everybody's calling it a Goonies movie. It looks like a lot of fun. One of the friends of the show, Branscombe Richmond, who I think a few of us actually know, is actually in the film. And I don't know about you guys, but it actually looks like a really fun little family flick that. And this kind of adventure movie we've kind of been missing in the last few years, at least 10 years. We haven't seen something as
we've been movies in general for the last year.
Well, I mean the content of a kids movie that has to do with adventure and finding treasure. It looks like it's going to be really cool. So, Finding Ohana hits Netflix January 29th. And number one, it's really cool for Hawaii to have a film on Netflix. And number two, it's nice that they are showcasing. A lot of local actors from, of course, Kelly Hu right there and Branscombe Richmond, as you can see. Very, very cool and very exciting for us. And Kali Medeiros, who's in the chat, says, hope get choke pigeon. I think I'm sure that there will be pigeon, but I don't know how choke there will be. But it should be good enough.
There's going to be Rob Snyder level pigeon in there.
Oh, no. Why do these guys want people to hurt birds on this show?
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah. Nadia says it looks awesome, which I completely 100% agree with. It does look really great. I'm curious as to when they actually shot this, but it does look like so much fun. I will say there's only one issue that I have with the film. I don't like the name. I mean, I understand the name and why they called it that, but it should have been called something else, don't you think? Why wouldn't you just call it something else? Like, couldn't they have been going after some kind of, like, some fictitious Hawaii treasure or something? Or am I, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got to understand the reason. They're trying to bring it to a wider audience.
Maybe.
And Ohana is, like, the first Hawaiian word that mainlanders have learned aloha in, like, since the 1940s. That they're like, we know a second word. So they, you know.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Mahalo means trash.
I don't know if you guys know this in the chat or on this podcast. But, you know, Ohana means family, and that's...
And family means take advantage.
Oh, God.
So, just in case you didn't know, for those of you that are unaware, what we locals like to call you Haoles, Ohana means family.
Oh, God.
Okay? So, yeah. Anyway,
we all saw Lilo and Stitch, dude. We know.
But getting back to the fun part of this, getting back to the point of the movie, Finding Ohana, January 29th on Netflix. Super exciting to see Hawaii represented in a fun family adventure film. Cannot wait for that film, and I am very much looking forward to it. Along with Finding Ohana, just today, Netflix also announced that they will be releasing a brand new movie every week of 2021 on Netflix. The Rock and Gal Gadot and Ryan Reynolds did a big announcement for Netflix that said every week of 2021, Netflix will be giving you a brand new movie, which is kind of exciting because there is a lot of people there. I know that there are a lot of people
don't think good movie though.
Nothing was specified. They didn't say new movie. That's right. Right, that's
new
correct.
Movie.
That's correct, Alika. That's absolutely correct.
All the Lifetime movies that just never made it to air.
Oh, God, that would be so good.
Oh, man.
Had, like, if we had like 10 new Tiffany Amber Thiessen movies.
Well, how dare you? I would actually watch those. Original
concept movies too, right? Not like, you know, movies they picked up and stuff like that, right?
Well, I tell you what, there is quite a varied list, from action to sci-fi to drama. There is a ton of movies coming out on Netflix in 2021. One of the biggest movies coming out for Netflix, of course, or big budgeted films, is the one starring Ryan Reynolds and The Rock and Gal Gadot called Red Notice. No release dates were announced for any of these movies per se, except for maybe a couple. But we don't know when the
2021. Are you not paying attention? Okay.
Release date, not year. Release date. All right, guy. So anyway, very exciting news for Netflix. Lots of stuff to watch if you are on the Netflix train, which I am. I really enjoy it.
Wait, they have a train now?
Daniel Flagel says, here comes the deluge of Scientology epics on Netflix. I tell you what, I'll be honest. I tell you what, Daniel, if there were Scientology movies on Netflix, I would watch them all.
Yeah, dude, if they went like Avatar with the Battlefield Earth movies and released like six more this year.
Yes.
Yes,
I would be in. I would be so in. I tell you, it's that Scientology church fascinates me, and I like to watch documentaries about it or shows with Leah Remini in it. I like to watch those too. So, Kali says we need a new serial killer movie. You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Kali, because on the 29th of January, I believe that HBO Max is releasing that film starring Denzel Washington, Jared Leto, and Rami Malek called All the Small Things, like the song or something. It sounds like All the Little Things, and that is supposed to be some kind of serial killer suspense film.
That is also a Good Charlotte song. I think the movie's about the Good Charlotte song.
That's also fair.
All the Small Things, isn't that Blink 182?
Is it?
No, he said Little Things, and that's an important distinction because Blink 182 and Good Charlotte are two totally separate bands. Some people might not.
Are they? I don't know anymore.
Yeah, so if you want to look it up, it's a Denzel Washington, Jared Leto film coming out January 29th on HBO Max, and it's a suspense thriller, and I believe one of them happens to be a serial killer, so I don't want to give too much away. But yeah, so very cool, and you can check that out. Daniel says, it looks like all-star Tom Cruise and John Travolta might be on board if they did Scientology epics on Netflix. I'd be in for that. I would totally be in for that. Yeah, I would be. There's only a couple of things for news, a couple of things for games, so the show's not going to be tremendously epically packed with anything, but let's get into some news tonight. It looks like that the DCEU, better known as the DCEU, is looking to looking to get Danny DeVito back, reportedly for the DC Flash movie. Danny DeVito, of course.
Where you got this? Because I've never seen anything about this anywhere.
Well, I just saw it today. I believe that I saw this on what was it? I think it was like Geek Tyrant or something. I think it's called.
Is he gonna be the new Harley Quinn? Because that'd be cool.
Yeah. So that's really good. So it's the Flash movie is actually directed by Andy Muschietti, the guy who did the It films, of course, and the movie Mama. Cool stuff. If that is true, I guess they are really building up this expanded universe, or this not expanded universe, but this what do you call it, Alika? It's not an expanded universe. What is it called?
Shared universe.
Shared universe. There you go. Shared universe. So we're not only are we going to get. Go ahead.
I,
I'd like to point out that you're getting your news from a website whose logo is a parody of the Pornhub logo. So I don't know how well you want to take this information.
Well, listen, all the news on here should be taken with a grain of salt regardless, because we're having fun with rumors and things like that. It's fine. I mean, we're not a hard news source. We're just reporting some fun stuff.
Let's entertain it. What they should be going after is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, who knows? Maybe she would be back. Michelle Pfeiffer? We got Michael Keaton back. Why wouldn't Michelle Pfeiffer come back?
Supposedly, Affleck and Keaton actually locked in their deals, so it's a done deal. They're both coming back for the Flash movie, which, you know, sucks if you're the guy that plays the Flash in the Flash movie, because nobody's going to care about him.
Like the Spider-Man movie.
I have to tell you, if this Flash movie is the catalyst for the extended universe or the shared universe, this would be amazing. I mean, this could be the biggest movie in the DCEU ever if things turn out the way they want it to. I mean,
if you're a person that's actually watched the last 6 or 7 years of DC movies, you know at this point it's like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I tell you what, after Wonder Woman 84, I'm on your...
For every one good one they get out of the chamber, the other one right behind it sucks.
Well, to be fair, we got Aquaman, then we got Shazam, which were two great movies in a row, and then, of course, we got Wonder Woman 84, and that was an absolute flop. Not good. I mean, the fans have not really embraced it.
I don't know. They're already greenlighting part three, so...
Well, that's because of the streaming numbers. That's because the streaming numbers were so good. The streaming numbers for the first week were just off the charts, and so that's why it was greenlit. So Patty Jenkins is back to write and direct, and we talked about it at length on last week's show, and we were not impressed overall, and hopefully they will make up for it.
Did you not get Gannon's review?
No, Gannon wasn't on.
So let's get Gannon's review.
All right, well, let's get...
What are you talking about?
Gannon?
Sorry, I spaced out.
Gannon, what did you think of Wonder Woman 84?
Oh, it was fine.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Gannon's review of Wonder Woman 84.
If you want me to get into it, I mean, there's some bits of it that are all right. There's some bits, and there's a lot of bits of it that aren't. It's definitely a step back. I think the movie really suffers from, and I hate to say this because we like Patty Jenkins, but I think the problem comes from her writing it.
Yep. I agree.
I think when somebody else is writing the script for Wonder Woman, it played out better. When she wrote the script herself, it's kind of a mess. It's Spider-Man 3. Like, there's too many plots going on in one movie.
Yeah, agreed.
And they don't really connect in any kind of way that means anything.
Yeah.
And like she talked about fighting for that sequence on Themyscira, and in the long scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything to the rest of the movie. It just looks great.
Yeah, it just looks fantastic. It's like probably the best part of the movie.
What I would say is the best part of the movie was, even though it's going to sound silly to say it, is that opening sequence where she's stopping those criminals in the mall, because everything about it felt very Christopher Reeve Superman.
Superman 3. Very Superman 3. The title sequence?
I wouldn't go Superman 3. But I like that there was a whimsical tone to the movie. As strange as that is to say in such a cynical world we live in right now, it kind of made me on board if that's what the rest of the movie was going to be like. Yeah, it was a little dopey. Yeah, it was a little cartoony, but I actually wouldn't have minded it if they kept going in that direction. But it just suffers from the same problem most sequels have. It's like, you have two villains that don't really connect in any kind of interesting way.
What's interesting is that was my biggest complaint. Maybe you agree with me on this. I think, that, ironically enough, for as much as I didn't like this movie was so much of a comic book movie in the whimsy that it's the truest sense of the comic book form, maybe, in that respect. You know what I mean? Even though it wasn't a good movie for me.
It seemed like she was trying to make a Wonder Woman that would have felt more at home in the more bygone era of what a superhero movie or character in itself would have been like.
Yeah. It almost feels
really
like
live in that world anymore, which is why she probably never really got away with it. It was a bold attempt, and I thought it was a cool take. But there's so much other things wrong with the movie. Like, we could spend pods talking about it, and I'm sure everybody's.
We did at length
for so long. There's really not much point in talking about it because we talked to death.
Right.
But I mean, there's some things I like, and there's a lot of things that I didn't.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that, and maybe
when I watch it again, probably not. I don't know.
I don't think I watch it again. But maybe you'll agree with me on this. It felt like after watching that movie, it felt like Patty Jenkins' input on the film felt more like she related to Wonder Woman's Linda Carter incarnation of the television program than she did the actual Wonder Woman comic book character. Maybe that's just me, but I felt like that's what it felt like to me.
Well, to be fair, what do you think she grew up with?
Right. No, you're right. I agree. I understand that. I agree. So.
It's why when the Tim Burton Batman movie came out, it was such a shock to the system for like the mainstream audience. But for comic book fans, we're like, well, our Batman's kind of already been like that for a while. But they embraced it because they're like, hey, it's finally kind of somewhat representative of how we'd like him to be in a movie. But for Wonder Woman, she's only really had one other interpretation.
Sure. Makes sense. So she maybe we're giving her too much flack. Maybe she was trying to put Wonder Woman on the level of Superman in that respect, I guess, maybe?
I mean, possibly. Everything about that opening kind of felt like it.
The whole movie felt like Superman 2 and Superman 3 kind of smushed together to me.
But just those opening sequences, though. Like, I don't know if I would say that in general of the whole movie. Like,
well, when she's spoiler alert. But when Wonder Woman starts losing her powers, I mean, obviously in the Superman movie, he gives them up willingly. But in this movie, she's unaware of that until after she makes her wish.
That was pointed out a lot, and it was kind of used as a sticking point for a lot of different people's reasons. The whole she depowered herself for X, Y, and Z reasons.
Yeah,
but that's a tropey thing in superhero movies in general. Sure. It's been in almost every superhero sequel we've ever seen.
Sure,
I don't know if that's a point that should be attacked in a Wonder Woman movie, because it's just a tropey thing.
It was in the Spider-Man one too.
Yeah,
it's in Spider-Man. Yeah. It's in Superman. I mean, there's a huge wealth of superhero movies or movies in general where you got to depower your character. Look at the Matrix films. You had to kind of, oh well, is Neo a god after all? I don't know. And you kind of have to bring them down a notch to make them interesting the rest of the movie because you don't want them to be.
Yeah, make them blind.
Yeah. You know what bothered me? What bothered me and what shouldn't have bothered me, but something that bothered me a little bit.
You didn't see your nipples. I know.
Well, that's obvious. But what I'm talking about is I felt bummed that I didn't get to see the sword and shield this time around. I know it's the 80s and I understand why, but it kind of bummed me out that I couldn't see the shield at least. Like, I don't know.
Not only that, but they kind of glanced over that she had the armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they make a big deal to talk about this special armor that Asteria got, but then that seems like a pretty big story as to how she ended up with it, but we never knew anything about it until we caught up to this movie. That seemed like kind of a big deal to just not deal with at all, and then she just has it already in her apartment.
Joel in the chat says, did Wonder Woman depower herself to have sex like Superman? Well, first of all, it wasn't like Superman because you know why? Because Superman actually asked for permission. Wonder Woman didn't, so... Anyway,
that whole Steve Trevor being in somebody else's body. I mean, that's been done to death as far as how people have been pulling the taffy on that one.
Yep.
But the more you think about it, the more you're like, oh, she basically raped some dude. For a while.
She did. She totally did, man. Totally did.
And it's so weird that they're trying to get away with it in the scope of that story because all you're really looking at is Chris Pine. You don't see the other guy except for like the very end,
and she's looking at him and she's like, "Yeah, I did you." You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
he sees her at the end. He has no idea what the hell he's been up to for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so you just kind of watch it and be like, "Oh, this is actually kind of messed up."
Yeah, man. You know,
like that guy could. You know, she took that guy away from his life. They put that dude in literal mortal danger. He could have been killed at any point. We don't even know if he's straight. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Yes. I mean, his fashion sense would say that he might not be straight. You're right. You're absolutely right.
He could have been having sex with Wonder Woman the whole time and then be like, ew. Mm-hmm.
And you know what Wonder Woman was thinking in her head the whole time she's talking to him? She's like, I know what your wiener looks like, guy. That's probably what she was thinking to herself. Yeah, guaranteed. Daniel in the chat says, biggest misstep in the movie was not showing Linda Carter kicking ass inside the armor. Which
that was a huge missed opportunity because they talk about her. They talk about her in the armor. The least they could have done was shown her in the armor, you know, digitally thing, and just have just a shot of it.
That would have been more. That would have been a better surprise than the one they tried to give us at the end of the movie.
Well, they could have gotten away with a twofer because she would have turned around and been like, "Oh my God, it's her." And then the second reveal would be that she's been on Earth.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's from my culture.
Yeah. It's really silly.
Who talks like that?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I have to say that overall. So you were a little more forgiving than I was because I didn't like it at all. I like there was
The other thing that I liked about it, even though it wasn't done very well, they did not pull it off very well. But I gave him an effort for going for it for a character point of view, is that her beating the bad guy or winning at the end wasn't about throwing punches or beating somebody up. It played into Wonder Woman's sense of compassion.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She was a compassionate character. So I really like that they did that. They did not pull it off, but I like that that's something that they tried for because it's in her character to do that. They just didn't pull it off.
What I didn't like per se was it's been so long. It had been literal decades. I would say almost it had been literal decades, almost 50 years from the last time she saw Steve Trevor. And my biggest problem with the film was
super hung up on the first love she ever had.
Right. And listen, I understand that completely, but Wonder Woman's a different beast altogether. She's number one, and listen,
whoa, that's sexist.
She's a beast.
Here's the thing. Easy. All right. Listen. First of all, listen to me, because my feminist side's
a completely went beast mode on that guy that was that Steve Trevor.
Oh my god.
My feminine side's about to come out. I said this last week. Gross. The Wonder Woman I know doesn't need a man, number one. Okay? Doesn't need a man. Number two, the Wonder Woman that I know would never willingly, knowing what she does now and as noble as she is, I don't think she would have willingly gave up her powers or for that long in order, with what was going on in the world, I don't think she would have, I don't think that she would have.
Is that what actually happened?
I don't think she knew she was giving up her powers.
No. But the fact that there was no, she didn't. You're right. But what I'm saying is, when she knew why she was losing her powers, and what was all going on around her from all of the,
she would have been like, "See you, Steve."
Yeah, she'd be like, "Steve, listen, dude, I gotta go. This is it.
It's not a great thing to pull up in a moral sense of trying to tell a story to children because it's, you know, and I know Cindy had a problem with it, is that in order for her to have this, she had to not have that. Like, she had to sacrifice everything about who she was in order to have this love of her life. I don't necessarily believe that it comes across that way in the movie, but it could be seen.
Not for me. I can see. Yeah, I can see that. I didn't. The other thing was is that my maybe you disagree with this. When your best part of the movie is Steve Trevor and not Wonder Woman, there's a problem. So I thought Steve Trevor.
I just feel like he shouldn't have been in the movie at all.
I don't think he should have been either.
The only reason he's there is because we like their chemistry from the first movie, and the studio.
Yeah, probably I agree. A little bit. I agree. If he wasn't in the movie at all, it wouldn't have changed anything.
It wouldn't have. Yeah, I agree.
She could have been banging the gay guy, and it would have been fine.
Have we established that on the Nerd Watch? she banged the gay guy. Is that
we don't know he's gay. We're just saying he could have been. And right, he just
fanny packs, man.
Fanny packs.
Whoa. I have
that's a true. That's true. And the pirate shirt and the parachute pants. Come on. Come on. Had to have been, right?
Fanny packs are from my culture.
Does he look like a breakdancer? No. He doesn't. All right.
Track suits are from my culture.
Greg, you look like a breakdancer.
Dude. Thank you. That's a compliment. That's awesome. Anyway, don't want to spend too much more time on this. So you liked it much more than I think the rest of us did, I think.
I don't even know if I like you saying that, but I was fine with it. That's the way that's what I'll say. I was fine with it. It's janky in a lot of places, but there's some stuff that I liked. But, you can say that about any movie.
Yeah,
there's always going to be something you like in even the most terrible movie.
In the 21st century, can a comic book movie afford to be mediocre?
Why? We have tons of them.
That's right.
Well, what I'm saying is that I'm glad that Todd is not here.
What difference does it make?
I'm glad Todd's not here because I'm going to say that that Marvel raised the bar on comic book movies,
for mediocre movies,
in such a way that,
like, if you're Marvel and you make a mediocre movie, it doesn't matter. Nobody seems to notice when Marvel does it.
Yeah, it's true. Good point. Miss Marvel was a pretty mediocre movie. I do agree with you that. Daniel is taking exception with my comment. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I have a pirate shirt and a parachute pants. What are you trying to say here? It was the 80s. Everybody owned a pair. All right. Okay. We didn't mean to judge. That wasn't a judgment call by the Nerd Watch.
Was rich. I couldn't afford parachute pants. Yeah,
I couldn't afford them either.
It did sound like you put him in a box for his fashion choices.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean that. Anyway, I'm such a jerk. Anyway, moving on to some more news in the comic book universe. First off, we just talked about Wonder Woman. We talked about Danny DeVito being part of The Flash. Now let's move over to the Marvel.
From your Pornhub site.
Stop it. Shut your mouth. Let's move over to the Marvel universe. You're such an idiot.
To go back to that just very briefly, I actually looked at that news source you got, and that literally came from a Patreon account.
Oh, well, I'm glad you. I'm glad you're fact checking rumors that we don't give a crap about because we're a news organization.
we're
a news organization.
We should go for rumors that have a little bit more weight to them. That's all I'm saying. All
right. Well, moving on to some Marvel news. In a recent interview with Deadline, MCU head Kevin Feige gave an update on the Black Panther sequel, saying, and I quote, "So much of the comics and the first movie is the world of Wakanda. Wakanda is a place to further explore with characters in different subcultures. This was always and initially the primary focus of the next story. We're not going to have a CG Chadwick Boseman, and we're not recasting T'Challa. Ryan Coogler is working very hard right now on the script with all the respect and love and genius that he has, which gives us great solace. So it was always about furthering the mythology and the inspiration of Wakanda. There's also the task of honoring and respecting the ongoing learnings and teaching from Chad as well." So Kevin Feige says, of course, that we did lose Chadwick Boseman last year. And with that in mind, it looks like Ryan Coogler is working on a new Black Panther script, but also working on trying to bring a new Black Panther to the screen that is not T'Challa, which I think is going to be an interesting task.
I went to the Geek Tyrants for Downey Jr. in blackface.
You're so stupid.
Nice. I like it.
Of course, it's been rumored that
he's going to revisit his character from Tropic Thunder.
Wow, Robert. Well, it's been rumored that T'Challa's younger sister, Shuri, Letitia Wright, could be stepping into the role of the ruler of Wakanda, or possibly Michael B. Jordan's Killmonger could return, which I don't think is a great idea, to be honest. It would be interesting to see how it all pans out. So, I think if you're bringing back Killmonger as Black Panther is a bad idea. I would probably rather see
Shuri. Think Bucky Barnes should be the new Black Panther.
What's that? Oh, Bucky Barnes?
What?
What are you talking about, sir? I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was saying that Bucky Barnes should be the new Black Panther.
Oh, no. I think we already have established.
Why does Black Panther have to be a black person in there?
You know what?
He lives in Wakanda.
I agree with that. I don't think he has to be. He doesn't have to be. So it's good.
Captain America's black. We also go the other way for Black Panther. Why not?
Yeah, it's very true. It's a good point. It's a good point. Anyway,
no, it's not a good point, but it's a fun point.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun point.
It is a point.
It's a point for sure.
A point.
Anyway, so that is some big big news that we are going to get a Black Panther sequel, hopefully within the next couple of years, it looks like, that could be very exciting for all of us. Now, speaking of nerd stuff, nerdy stiff, gentlemen, what have you guys been what have you guys been watching lately? Anything exciting that you guys have been perusing the interwebs on, watching anything on Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus that has tickled your proverbial pickle?
For some stupid reason, I watched Prometheus again. I don't know why.
Did you? Are you not a fan? I actually enjoyed it. A little frustrating.
I feel like the more I watch Prometheus or Alien Covenant, the less I like Ridley Scott.
Really?
Oh well. Did you watch Raised by Wolves yet?
Actually, I watched the first episode and maybe half of the second one. I haven't dug back into it, but it feels like it's a lot of unused ideas from Prometheus and Alien Covenant, like stuff you probably just came up with.
Yeah, movies. It's like at certain turns, you're like, is this another tie into that Ridley Scott Aliens universe?
Totally feels like it when you watch it, yeah.
Oh, but like, oh God, I don't want to spoil it, but the last two episodes are so fucking wacky.
Whoa, easy. Sorry. With the wow.
Damn.
If I
really hit you hard.
Good.
And it's like it's a serious Ridley Scott TV show with sci-fi and societal undertones and everything until the last two episodes. Then it just goes off the rails. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Canadian teen TV show bonkers.
Like he felt like he earned that right to go crazy.
Ah, God, I kind of want to tell you how it ends just to be like, what are you talking about, you crazy person?
Wow. That good,
like,
huh?
I feel like the cast was like so on board for all of the episodes, except they read the script for the last one and be like, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? Are you mental?
It bums me out because we almost had a really cool alien movie from Neil Blomkamp, and we're not because Ridley Scott decided, like, you know what? No, I'm going to make alien movies whether anybody likes them or not.
God,
Ridley Scott has bled that stone. I think he peaked at the White Gods of Egypt, and he should have just cashed out there.
Alika, what have you been smoking for half the words you say?
What are you? What?
What have you been telling after the Lord's doorstep?
Wow!
I don't know anymore.
So are you saying are you not
a good movie though?
Are you not recommending Raised by Wolves then?
I am. It was good. Like it kept my attention, and I was watching episode after episode, and I was like into it. And then the last two episodes hit, and I was like, "What in the crap is this going on?"
So you had like a reverse Bernardi thing then.
Yeah,
a reverse Bernardi twist. It was really, really good, and then there was a twist, and it got really terrible.
Yeah, it was like I don't even know if it's bad. I'm just so baffled that I'm like, was that bad? Do I not like this because I liked everything else up to this?
Right. Well, I'm. There has been no announcement about a renewal of another season per se. So I guess we'll see. But I was really looking forward to watching Raised by Wolves. I thought it would have been good, and I hope it is.
I think the best parts of it are, you know, what I mean. What you think of it? It's basically religious zealots have destroyed the earth and unleashed hell on mankind, and mankind is trying to rebuild on outer planets, and it's all the good stuff that you'd expect to be in that kind of show. But it's the end, man. I wish I could spoil the end.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, you have to just live it. You have to watch good. the whole show.
I'm totally
you
in.
You have to live it.
All right. So
please watch it. Please watch it because I want to see if you have the same reaction I had where I was just like, what?
What's the name of it all again?
Sorry, Raised by Wolves.
Raised by Wolves.
Yeah.
So my other disappointment, that's on HBO Max. I got HBO Max specifically for Wonder Woman 84, which was a mistake. But I thought I was going to get access to the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers show. That's not even out yet. And yeah. apparently when it does come out, it's going to be free. So I didn't need to get HBO Max to see that.
Wow.
Nice.
You silly goose.
So they got me.
They got you. What? Now, Gannon, why did you go back to watching Prometheus? What led you down that road?
I don't know. I just wanted to watch something. I was like, I haven't watched Prometheus in a while, and I was starting to think about franchises that directors came back that said they never would. I was thinking about the RoboCop Returns that almost happened. That's kind of probably not happening anymore. And then I don't know, just decided to watch Prometheus. And then after finishing, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to bother with Covenant. Forget it.
Have you watched Covenant?
Yeah, of course I have. I own it.
Oh, okay.
Did you? Wasn't a fan of it.
Okay.
The thing that really pissed me off about Covenant is the really cheesy 80s horror movie shower kill in it. It shouldn't bother me, but it does not belong in an Aliens movie.
That's fair.
Like, it's so weirdly it's so weirdly tacked into the ending of that movie that you just, like, it literally just exists so they can put it in the trailer. And really, Scott should, he's better than that, or should be better than that.
Yeah.
And it really kind of lowered my respect for him, because he's a better director than cheap stuff like that.
Right. No, I gotcha. Anything else of interest that you had watched that you would recommend?
I've been watching Eric Andre's show on Hulu.
Did that?
If you're not watching the Eric Andre show, you're gonna die knowing that you've never watched anything good in your life.
Wow, that's bold. That's a bold statement.
Have you watched the Eric Andre show?
I have not.
Oh, dude.
Then you're gonna die.
It's one of the best things that's ever
happened. Oh, wait, there was more to that,
right? I thought the Eric Andre show was canceled. Or are you watching reruns?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but a fifth season just came out this year that they finished just before COVID.
Got it.
Because I guess they're having a hard time locking the schedules down between Eric Andre and Hannibal Buress, since they're both touring comedians. So it's kind of like when those two can get in a room together.
Nice. All right, I'll check it out.
If you ever wanted to see Hannibal Buress kick Flavor Flav in the face, there's your show.
Ooh, sounds good. I like
it. It's great.
I like it.
One of the best.
Flavor Flav.
Daniel in the chat asks, what is the Eric Andre show?
Exactly. Just watch it.
All right.
Daniel, you're going to die.
It's the worst show you could possibly watch on a talk show level, but also genius and hilarious.
You know what Eric Andre
is? It's like he's going out of his way to make the worst talk show possible.
I know what he is. He's an actor.
Tom Green in blackface.
Whoa.
He's not wrong.
Wow.
He's not wrong.
Well, then I'll hate it because I hate Tom Green. I'm not a fan.
Eric Andre is actually funny, though.
You know, that was the hardest part about watching Tom Green is like, something I like about this show, but he's definitely not funny.
Yeah, he's not funny. I don't.
It's more of like you're curious about how he's getting away with this.
I agree.
Yeah. A lot of Tom Green's street segments, though, are very like Eric Andre's got the similar vibe on the street segments.
It's very similar, yeah.
They both use feces as a. Yeah.
Okay,
as a
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm good. I'm out.
Well, Greg, then you will die knowing you've never achieved such greatness in your life.
Wow. All right.
I think he dresses as a cop and he gives a homeless guy a handy. That one was pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
In his Netflix special, he dresses as a cop and smokes weed in the streets of New Orleans and, like, throws a bag of coke in a guy's car. And then he has sex with a glory hole on the side of the street.
Wow. All right. I'm glad I missed it.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man, I can die knowing that I haven't watched it now. It feels better. Also in the chat, really quick, Holly wants to know, what is Kai building? Holly is saying that is it an X-Wing there, Kai, that you're building?
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly. And yes, it's an X-Wing.
It's an X-Wing? Well, listen.
Hey, she's my friend.
Whatever you do, Kai, don't be happy about it. Whatever you do.
Why?
Because you don't sound happy at all.
Because I'm petty, that's why. Yeah.
I just love it. Nice. Hey,
well,
Format.
She's Format's friend too. So, yeah.
There you go.
What?
Holly, I guess, is your guys' friend, Ganon and Format's friend?
Oh, yeah.
She's another Samoan friend of mine.
Ah. She's a Samoan friend of yours?
It's really not necessary to point that out. I don't know why I just did, but...
Did you know that Format is also Samoan and that he is also your friend?
Are you kidding me? This whole time I thought he was an African-American.
Wow. All right, fair.
It's from my culture.
All right, there you go. It's from your culture. Format, what about you, sir?
Hold on. I also want to make it clear, in the interest of being confused about race and nationality.
Yes.
I'm not Mexican.
You're not what? Excuse me?
I'm not Mexican.
Okay, good. Good. You're Puerto Rican. What? I know. We know this.
Damn. I was going to ask you first.
I'm sorry that I just kind of blew your mind right there, but I am not.
I don't like how G Money's response to you not being Mexican was good. Good.
Good. I don't like how you respond to that.
That's awesome.
We should just do a show about all the races we're not.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll go over well on a nerd show.
And then G can have his little like notepad and be like, good.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm glad you're not that way.
Okay. So you're not this? Great. Okay, good. All right, I got it. I'm gonna do that.
Greg, you're not Filipino.
How dare you? don't tell my mother that. She'll be very upset. Format, what about you? Anything you've been watching or you've been playing a lot of WoW? And not watching anything.
Wow.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Wow.
It's fair.
The TV doesn't exist.
All right, got it. You get a new computer, and all you do is wowing now. All right, good for you.
God, I wish it was a new computer.
Well, a new computer for you. I mean, this is not your, you know. It's not your rig. It's you got yourself
a hand me down.
You got some nice people in your life hook you up. That's cool. All right. Well, I'm glad you're having fun with that.
I'm jealous.
What? I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous at all. I've played my fair share of World of Warcraft. I've wasted tons of hours.
And I played a fair share of your World of Warcraft.
That's true, you have. That's so true.
You disappointed me on so many levels.
That is so true. Kai, what about you? Anything that has been flicking your bick lately that you've been watching or whatever?
What are these terms you're using?
What?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
You guys never heard the term flick your bick?
I'm pretty sure that's a euphemism for masturbation.
No, it is not.
Hey, Kai, what's been boffing your bishop?
Hey, Kai, what's been clearing your snorkel?
What's been cleaning your pipes?
what's been shaving your carrots?
Hey, what have you been watching that's been shining your rod? What's the deal?
Well, that wasn't even
obviously desperate. Why are you trying? At least me and Alika are making fun.
Flick my bick was fine.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean what you think.
Holly covered her ears, and she said, "My innocence." I agree. These guys are disgusting, Holly. I'm sorry that you had to be privy to that. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Holly.
Anyway, Kai. Daniel, how's the shine on the knob? I don't know.
Go lower. Go look at Joel's one. Look at Joel's one.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Kai, what's been flogging your dolphin? What's the deal? There you go.
What's been clubbing your seals?
Yeah. Anything?
Okay, enough.
Yeah, enough. What have you been watching?
I can't breathe anymore.
All right, watching or playing? What have you been up to?
Well, Kai, for one thing.
Right?
I didn't think I would like it. I didn't think it was, but all you guys ever talk about when this thing has this new season, you guys talk about it. So I decided to go watch it.
So?
Huh?
You were impressed?
No, I just never got around to watch it. I loved it. FYI, I think Sam's a little bitch.
Hey, enough with the dirty language. I have to say that we didn't talk.
Flogging your dolphin.
Yes,
Greg, I need to stop you for a moment.
Yeah.
According to the Urban Dictionary, flick your bick is a state of male arousal.
I was using flick your bick before the Urban Dictionary came around.
I'm sorry, but Urban Dictionary is never wrong.
Well, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying I used it before the Urban Dictionary even existed. That's all I'm saying.
Then you are a disgusting person.
Wow. Thanks. Appreciate it.
So, Kai, what's been handling your heart on?
Straight and to the point.
Ron Kataguy, who's in the chat. Ron Kataguy says, Kai, get a tattoo of a cobra, which I completely agree with. Speaking of Ron Kataguy, he's a good friend of the show and also an amazing artist that has been working on some great cartoons that we watch here on this program. And Ron, I got to see an episode. I don't know if any of it's your handiwork, but I got to see an episode of The Great North. It was on Hulu.
He did do some backgrounds on The Great North.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, he said he did.
Oh, fantastic. Well, yeah, I got to see The Great North, and it was obviously the art was fantastic. So I just wanted to send a compliment your way and say it looked wonderful. And it very much looks like it shares the same universe as Bob's Burgers. So, yeah, cool stuff for sure.
Bob's Burgers has a shared universe show now?
No. If it did, it would be The Great North.
It's in the same style, so yeah. The same anime.
Like drama to The Simpsons, then, kind of that thing.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of feels like that. In The Great North, it's about a family that has kind of fled or lived their life now in the backwoods of Alaska. Ron Kataguy says I was correct. Thank you, Ron. If you don't know, Alaska is the 49th state. But also, if you don't know, the gentleman who happens to be the lead voice on this show happens to be a man by the name of Ron Swanson.
Right.
I think this is his real name.
Pretty sure it's his real name. I mean, I watched Parks and Rec, and he said his name was Ron Swanson. So I'm pretty sure that's right.
Oh, the documentary. Right.
Yeah, the documentary. He said his name was Ron Swanson. Nick Offerman plays the lead voice actor in that, along with Will Forte and a smattering of a few others. So check it out. Great North is currently on Hulu as we speak. It's on Fox, so make sure you check it out for sure. Anyway, there's a lot of typing. What is that typing? Is that Gannon?
That's four.
I'm typing.
Oh, my bad.
The 20th is right around the corner, so I'm getting involved.
Oh, nice. Anyway, other than that, I've got.
I will not stand by and stand down, sir.
I have
finished what I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish.
No, okay. So besides Cobra Kai, last week we were talking a little bit about Lupin. So I went back and found some old DVD collections I have. So I've been going through the old series of Lupin the Third. And with the recent update to the new series of Pokemon, I've been watching a new series online. So I've been following that.
By the way, just to let you know, Lupin the Third had a brand new movie come out last year. As we talked about, and just want you to know that Lupin the Third was picked as the best animated feature film by the Hawaii Film Critics Society. You can actually check out the Hawaii Film Critics Society's list. Wow, guy. Hawaii Film Critics Society's best best picture list.
It's from my culture.
Yeah. You can check out the list of the best of from Hawaii Film Critics Society for 2021 at Hawaii at highfilmcriticsociety.org. You can check out the Facebook page at Hawaii Film Critics Society, or you can check out the Nerdwatch page, which also has a link to that as well. It gives you the best of Hawaii Film Critics Society. Of course, it's voted on by myself, who's a movie critic, Format, who is a movie critic, in Aaron, who is a movie critic, and a smattering of other talented writers and reviewers.
A movie critic.
Whoa. Yeah, smattering? So a smattering of a talented. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just named the ones that matter.
Professor Barry.
Yeah, and Professor Barry. Yeah, that guy too. You know, the founder of the Hawaii Film Critics Society. Yeah. Now Daniel brings up a point about Lupin the Third. I think he spelled it wrong. What about the Lupin the Third live action TV show they made in France on Netflix? Haven't seen it, but I did see the trailer for it, and I was not. I don't know. It didn't look cool, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if you guys have got a chance to see it yet, but. Yeah,
I didn't know there was one on Netflix. Maybe I'm gonna go back and go to. We'll
yeah, find it type it in. Type it in. You'll see it on Netflix. It came up in my. It came up in my previews at one time, so I did see it, but it didn't look all that great. So, and watching it live action is probably a little weird. So, but yeah, Lupin the Third currently out. Well, no, it comes out next week, right? Right, Kai?
No, it comes out today. Lupin the Third, the first.
Okay, Lupin the Third, the first comes out today. Fantastic.
That The live action show I was talking about the other week,
yeah.
The one on NGN and the one about his daughter that's live action.
Yeah.
That one was actually pretty interesting looking. Just because it probably wasn't dealing directly with Lupin is probably why it was easier to digest, but.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is that I'll tell you that I've been watching just a ton of. You know, I've been watching a ton of documentaries and like true crime stuff. I just watched, I mean, not that anybody cares other than me.
Documentaries.
I watched
a lot of flat earth conspiracy.
You're such an idiot. I watched the David Arquette documentary. The David Arquette can't be killed, Doc.
You can't kill David Arquette.
You can't kill David Arquette. I am going to tell you something. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, even if you're not,
do they kill him?
If you're not aware, it kind of goes down the road of where David Arquette is in his life because this was released last year, just came to Hulu. I got to tell you something. It's a great documentary. It's a great documentary, and I have to tell you that his journey in that show from where he was to where he is now is a fascinating one. And to his credit. I being a wrestling fan and being a wrestling fan for as long as I have, he wanted to set the record straight about what happened to him in WCW in the year 2000 and how, how this has affected him and how he has a lot of respect for wrestling. That's why he went back to it to gain some kind of respect, to let them know he wasn't in it as a Hollywood guy, but he had respect for the business, which is fantastic. And I got to tell you, if you have any passing interest, it's almost like it's a real life version of the wrestler that starred Mickey Rourke. It's that good. So I would say check it out, and it's a fascinating documentary starring David Arquette. I mean, it's great. So I highly recommend that. Even if you're not a wrestling fan at all, it's great.
So speaking of wrestling related stuff that you can enjoy even if you're not a wrestling fan, I binge watched both seasons of Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, good show.
That was incredible. Yeah, that was really. I'm just a wrestling fan by virtue of being an 80s kid and living through the cult of personality that was WWF.
Right.
Everybody who lived through the 80s, that was major. You know, they did everything big and major. And you know what? Hacksaw Jim Duggan's not even on the show, but it just made me. Reminisce for the time when he was here and kind of just, you know, we got to shoot the shit with Jim Duggan and kind of just talk about 80s wrestling and the heyday. And even if you weren't a wrestling fan, you were into it, you know?
I don't know, since you watched all the episodes, my favorite to this day is the one about Bruiser Brody. That one was
Bruiser Brody, that one was pretty dark, man.
Super intense. Super intense. It was incredible. And even if you're not a wrestling fan, the stories that are told in these documentaries don't necessarily shine a great light on the business itself, but it does shine it does shine a light on how the wrestling business can affect people that are in it. And for that, I think it's a fascinating documentary, and I think that they did a great job. The Bruiser Brody one was good. The Owen Hart one was good. The one about Gino Hernandez was fantastic. You know, they, you know,
yeah, it's, well, I mean, a lot of them. The thing is, a lot of these wrestlers that I didn't know about, as well as the ones that are well known, I think they did a good job of going back and forth. Because I, you know, the Von Erich family was way before my time. By the time WWF rolled around, which is when I was paying attention as a kid, they were has-beens already. So, but that episode was really kind of.
And he lives here. He lives in Kauai. He lives on Kauai. Yeah.
And what the Von Erich family has been through. Mm-hmm. And I love the Macho Man Randy Savage one.
That was a great one, too. Oh, yeah.
You know, you love that guy. So I think it's just a great series and worth watching for anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. If you have not seen it, I believe that is still on Hulu, and it is. It's available. Watch The Dark Side of the Ring if you're looking for unique things to watch during the during this time. It's in January. So check them out. They are just absolutely phenomenal. I think you guys will be thoroughly impressed with them. For sure. Ron Katagai in the chat has watched something that Alika watched. He watched Boiled Angels on Prime. And Alika, of course, has been singing the praises of Boiled Angels on Prime, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, definitely. Ron Katagai is coming recommended. I think anybody who watches that's going to enjoy it. I recommended it to another Ron Sembrano. I don't know if you remember Ron.
From how many Boom Rons do you know?
Ron Sembrano did the local cooking show on Akaku. People know him as Chef Ron, but he's a funny, controversial guy, and he's anti-censorship, obviously. So, I was like, you got to see Boiled Angel. That'll be right up your alley, because that's...
Listen, Alika, can you do me a favor and not upstage Ron Katagai on this show, please? Ron,
look, I'm a man of many Rons.
Okay.
A man of many Rons.
All right. Fantastic. I'm just kidding. I think the whole show knows who Ron Sembrano is for sure.
I have to follow him around the store because management thought he was stealing.
Ron Sembrano's got that look to him. He's not going to deny it.
That's hilarious. That is so hilarious. So hilarious. Mm-hmm. Gents, other than that, there isn't much else to talk about because it's not a huge week in movies or games or nothing. But we do have some new Blu-ray releases and things, so I hope Gannon is going to have his hard media prepared if he's available. Gannon, are you there? Over.
I'm here, and my hard media is always prepared.
All right. Well, listen, Gannon, before we get to your hard media, get it on standby because a couple of announcements very quickly.
As I told you earlier, I do not stand by or stand down.
just to clarify earlier it's not a huge month for new games or new movies and such. There's a lot more sales going on, but there was a big announcement today. Bethesda Games, the new development company the newest development company purchased by Microsoft, is making an Indiana Jones game. Bethesda, of course, looks like they'll be making a game exclusively for the Xbox that is with the Indiana Jones theme, which I'm assuming.
Is the Xbox exclusive? I didn't see that it was Xbox.
Well, no, it's not. But what I'm saying is the fact that Bethesda is owned by Xbox, I'm assuming there will be a timed exclusive on it.
What
I mean? So Bethesda is cooking up a brand new Indiana Jones game. Of course, that's on the heels of the fact that we're getting an Indiana Jones 5. And now I don't know if you guys had heard, but there are rumors and talks that not only is Harrison Ford coming back, but there's also something in the works with Chris Pratt again. That's in the rumor mill has started that he's going to be involved somehow. I don't know how true that is. But that came up.
He's going to be writing a rap.
All I care about is if they're going to do another indie, get Short Round back. I'm tired of them making these things without Short Round.
hey, you call him Dr. Jones, all right?
You know what's funny is that at this point, he would be so old, you could literally have Jackie Chan play Short Round.
How dare you? How dare you?
Hey, enough time has passed where it would work out chronologically.
Mr. Jones, your focus needs more focus.
like you told Will Smith's son, jack it on and jack it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, God.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Whoa. What the hell's wrong with you?
Why do you think that kid wore a white Batman costume?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
He had a fucking one point.
Gosh, stop it. All right, Gannon, if you would, please. If you would be so kind. It is Tuesday. What's that?
For those of you who wants to play Battlefront 2 right now, for Epic, the Epic Store is about to have the collector's the collector's edition for Battlefront 2 to be free between the month of January 14th to January 21st.
Oh, wow.
So you have a free chance to get the game.
And I will say, if it is free, guys, I will have to tell you that if you have not kept up with Battlefront 2 or played it in the beginning and didn't like it, this game is very much improved and highly recommend it. Highly recommend Battlefront 2. It's a lot of fun, pays a great homage to Star Wars, and it's a lot of fun being in that universe. So for what it is, a multiplayer Star Wars game, it's much better than it was, so I would highly recommend you guys checking it out for sure, and especially if it's free. That's awesome. You guys can't lose. So the 14th through the 21st on Epic Game Store. Fantastic. Anyway, yeah. Gannon, please give us some hardest medias, will you?
Oh, I can talk now?
Yeah. Sorry, I know. Kai won't shut up. I know.
You know, for someone who's supposed to be the producer, he sure is involved in the show a lot. Usually, you don't even know what the producer of a show looks like.
It's true.
Like, he's less than he is talent at this point.
So listen, I'm not sure look at how producer. Not only is he talented in producing the show, but he's also talented with his hands. Look at what he's doing with that X-Wing. It's pretty awesome.
Craig,
yeah.
I want to make this
way to flog that dolphin.
I have always known that Kai's great with his hands.
Oh, good. That's good. That's so good. That's so good.
Okay, so starting right out the gate,
if you're familiar
with the Mill Creek label, they've been putting out a lot of old.
They've been putting out a lot of what, Gannon? You cut out there for a second. What was that?
Mill Creek. They're putting out a lot of old 80s films that you remember from the video store days in VHS looking packaging.
Yeah.
Today, although you're probably going to find it here, they released a bunch of pretty top shelf stuff. The Freshman.
Oh.
The Ralph Macchio Crossroads, not the Britney Spears one.
Great movie.
And one of my absolute favorites from back in the day, Rutger Hauer's Blind Fury.
Love Blind Fury. Oh, I also love Wanted Dead or Alive, too. Fury.
Like Father, Like Son, that movie probably doesn't age well considering what happened to Mr. Cameron since those
days.
Hey,
stop it. That's a great movie. Kirk Cameron, let's go. What else is coming out?
I don't know how this happened, but there's a third Skylines movie.
First of all, it's called Skylines, right? It's with an S?
The third one is, yeah. But the E is
a third one.
Wow, that's crazy.
I can't even believe there was a sequel, and now there's a third one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who's been supporting that franchise, but they need to stop.
Is it Skylines with a three?
No, it's not.
No, it is.
The E is a three.
The E is a three.
That's hilarious. Nice. It's hilarious.
This looks like a reissue, and it's been out for a while. It's not hard to find, but I just want to throw it out there if it's back out as a catalog title again, because everybody deserves to have this in their collection. The Raid 1 and 2 on Blu-ray got released. If you have not watched those movies, if you don't own those movies, just go ahead and buy them.
Agreed.
I promise you, those will be the best action movies you've ever seen.
Agreed.
Twilight Zone Season 2 is getting released today.
Which one?
Twilight Zone Season 2, the new show.
Oh, got it. Okay.
The Jordan Peele show.
Yeah. Pass.
Yep. And then there, in some related news, Robert Rodriguez, I think it was in Forbes magazine, during an interview had said that they were working on a 4K color coding for From Dusk Till Dawn. So at some point this year we're going to be getting a 25th anniversary re-release. I'm assuming on Blu-ray, but possibly digital as well.
They're going to recolor it?
He said they recolor coded it and did a 4K pass on it because that was shot on film, so they went back to kind of fix it up. Because if you actually watch the DVD or Blu-rays of it, it's like really like bad grainy.
And, no, so it is. I agree. Yeah.
So he went back and improved and color corrected it. I guess I said the wrong word. He's color correcting it to what he wanted on film.
That's interesting because I thought that was an actual. I thought that was an actual artistic choice. I didn't know that it was a. It was just a bad film stock thing. Wow. I had no idea. Huh. Interesting. Well,
now you know.
Now I know, and knowing's half the battle.
Don't you feel stupid?
I feel like an idiot now. Well, listen, Gannon, thank you so much, my friend, for an amazing list of films you can check out on Hard Media.
I don't know if it's an amazing list of films.
First of all, stop underselling.
But there are some gems in there. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, there are definite gems. By the way, speaking of, if you're looking for digital films right now...
With your fingers.
If you're digitally looking for movies with your fingers, check out Apple iTunes, because Apple iTunes has a tremendous sale for the beginning of the year with all of the movies in from every decade. They're $4.99. Check them out. Some great gems in there if you're interested. The 80s year is just amazing. Got some great stuff on there.
And so. I'd like to encourage you to not buy your movies digitally, because if these companies ever lose their licensing for these titles, they won't have them, and neither will you, even if you paid to own it.
Well, I agree.
Just a little reminder for digital people.
Just a little reminder. I think that's a fair, reminder. I find myself gravitating.
Since G is the one that's pushing for it, that just means you can go to G's house and watch it.
It could be.
That's the thing that physical media will always have over digital, is that when you buy that movie and it's on your shelf, it's on your shelf.
It's on your shelf.
It might not always be there.
It's true.
One day they might lose the licensing, then you won't have
any. Yeah, and then you go to G's house and go fire up Jumanji 7.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Anyway, people.
Now, doesn't that suck? As long as The Rock lives, we're going to keep getting Jumanji movies.
Yeah, with Kevin Hart. I think somebody in this chat actually recommended Kevin Hart be Black Panther, which I don't know if I'm for that. But
is there a way to ban people in the chat?
I'm sure there is. Anyway, folks, it's been.
Why can't Black Panther be a midget? I don't understand.
That's true. It's been a lot of. It's been a lot of fun. Kind of a short show today because there isn't much to talk about. But
you'd be like the Black Panther cub.
I want you guys to know something. For those of you that are still here and still care, I want you to know that today marks the 299th. Podcast from the Nerd Watch. Next week will be our anniversary of the Nerd Watch.
299. We're hitting 300 already.
We're hitting 300s. We're hitting the hundos. But before we go,
feels like it. Yes.
Yeah. But before we go,
what Greg is not mentioning that we have a whole lot of lost episodes.
Yeah. But before we go, ladies and gentlemen, before we go, ladies and gentlemen, if I may,
no.
He is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the creator of Disco Thunder Groovebone, Mohawk Thunder, and of course his perennial work, The Kukui Project. He is, without a doubt, the man who's taking himself back to school and improving everything about himself. Ladies and gentlemen, the comic book artist extraordinaire, it's Todd Bernardi! How's it going, Todd?
Where the hell were you?
Where the hell were you?
So is your artwork on the fridge or not?
I just decided to enjoy the podcast.
Oh, you did, you? You bastard.
You bastard.
Unbelievable. Well,
and, you guys did not disappoint.
We hope we entertained as well as informed you, Todd. Your beard is getting a little unruly.
What did I miss, guys?
Well, there was a ton of stuff. What you can do is that
I went upside G Money's head with a twisted T.
You should have heard it, man. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, can you
Yeah.
Can you do it again just for me?
Yeah. That's a repeat performance kind of thing.
Well, Todd,
I feel
what? What?
There's a viral video in there somewhere.
Ron Cattaguy.
He does it again.
Ron Cattaguy says it's Jason Kelce of the Philadelphia Eagles. He kind of looks like, that.
You look exactly like him, Todd.
Yeah.
That guy is what Todd would look like.
What?
Oh, hey. That guy, I know what I wanted to bring
he's
up.
He's also 6'3" and 300 pounds.
That is true. That is also true.
There's no way that I look like him because he's 6'3" and 300 pounds. Like, as much as I feel like I do look like him, like...
Okay. He looks like you if you did the Reface app with I don't know, what's a funny big body dude?
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, wait, did the Reface app with that guy.
How was school, Todd? I want to know, how was school?
I'm the Peter... it was fantastic. It was informative as well as entertaining. Kind of what the Nerd Watch promises to be, but never quite delivered.
All right, that's
when the hell did we ever promise that?
Yeah, that is true. Gannon's right. That's never promised. It's always a hope, but we never promise it. He's absolutely right. What are you taking in school, Todd? Drawing.
Are you finally learning how to draw?
Is that what you're doing?
I'm taking a media class on the graphic novel.
Oh, with Professor Barry! Wow.
Yeah, I'm taking Barry's class.
No wonder you're out here.
Wow, fantastic. All right. Well,
free.
You have, is it good?
It wasn't free.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait to. Yeah, I think that. I hope that Barry becomes. He teaches it. Right.
Yeah, he teaches it what?
I just hope that he teaches it next, semester. I think he should teach it every chance he gets. He's out there doing the Lord's work and trying to get more people reading comics and graphic novels.
Fantastic. That is so cool. So cool. Anyway, listen, Todd, we hate to cut you short, but it's time for us to go. But Format wanted to broach a subject before we left. Format, before we get out of here, what do you want to say, my friend?
I had one, too, after him.
All right.
Yeah, so I wanted to make mention that, as most of you guys do know, I don't really follow the sports ball.
Got it.
But football has been on Nickelodeon for the playoffs, and Nickelodeon makes it all enjoyable. Like, it's entertaining to watch football.
I have to tell you something.
It's on Nickelodeon.
I have to tell you something, Format. I saw that this weekend as well. And I have to tell you something. I think you have a point. It's actually pretty entertaining. Not going to lie.
I mean, it's really awkward, but it's super entertaining because, you know, they've got these seasoned commentators. And they're, you know, going over stats and everything. And then they got this little girl from some Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
And they're like, so what do you think? And she's like, go Giants. Yay. Like, super awkward. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. Like, they should have did this years ago.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. I love the fact when they, oh, my gosh, it's a touchdown. And there come the slime cannons. It's like, what the?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like Nickelodeon should have made this move ages ago.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Gannon, what about you? What's your take? Gannon, come in over. Are you still there, Gannon?
We lost Gannon. He's always smiling.
We lost Gannon.
He's having seizures.
Damn it, we lost Gannon. We lost.
I'm here.
Oh, you are? Okay, you're here. All right. Micah in the chat, by the way, I kept it up for a while. Micah in the chat had a message for you that I put up on screen if you wanted to take a look at it. So
why don't you shut your mouth?
All right, Gannon, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I don't know if you've been following it, but it just came out on digital, and I think it'll be hitting Blu-ray soon. There's a little movie that came out it was supposed to come out a long time ago that never did see the light of day called Grizzly 2.
Yes, I am following that. Yes.
And the director and producer, I guess, after all these years, found a way to finally finish their cut because this thing was never, ever released.
Yep.
And it features a cast, Charlie Sheen, George Clooney, and Laura Dern. And they finally were able somehow to finish this movie. I guess they didn't even finish shooting all the way back then.
They said it took over 30. It's been 37 years for them to finally get this done.
Jesus. Yeah. So finally, it's a weird movie that probably never would have seen the light of day. But I guess somehow they pulled all the strings that they could to get this thing out there. And I'm sure that the actors that have huge careers now are really bummed it's finally coming out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're really sad. The fact that this will be exposed to the light of day. I agree.
I think George Clooney will own up to it because he's always ahead of it and always says, "Oh yeah, the worst thing I ever did was Return of the Killer Tomatoes." Now it's probably not.
That's true. The worst thing he ever did was Batman and Robin, right?
No, I'll give him a pass on that. That movie's not his fault.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's not his fault.
Because you know what? In a better Batman movie, he.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you, Gannon, for your input on that. Grizzly 2, currently out on digital. You got to check it out.
I think you can get it on Amazon. I don't know if it's available everywhere, but I just saw it on Amazon.
Nice. Next week, Todd, be prepared. If you're going to be, I don't know, are you going to be late again, Todd, next week as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, make sure when you do come in, make sure you have ready the comic books you want to talk about next week, because next week Alika is going to be giving us the list, the big list of comic books. So if you got anything to talk about or whatever, we'll fit you in, okay? So,
gross.
Yeah. We'll try and fit you in.
I just read all of these.
What is that?
Nuts.
Death He's Metal?
Nuts. Dark Knight Death Metal.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It was the artwork's fantastic. It was pretty good.
All right. I'll check it out then, Dan Gummit. I'm assuming
Greg Capullo, Dan Gummit? No Todd Bernardi.
Greg Capullo is no Todd Bernardi. That is so true. Plus, Todd's a lot cooler than Greg Capullo. He doesn't wear the glasses, though, like Greg does.
Yeah, but how many dolphins is he boffing?
That's true. That's also true. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it has been fun. It has been real. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week for more fun and exciting stuff. This was a good time, guys. This is like one of the most. This is a really fun show and super enjoyable. And not too much of the crap. We cut out all the crap, and you know, maybe it's because Todd didn't get here until the end. But I don't know what it was. It's the best show it's been in a while, and Todd was barely on it. That's
what it is. You're welcome.
Yeah, so welcome. All right, we're out of time, boys and girls. Thank
you. The only question I have, though, is how are you going to do the show next week, G? After the feds arrest you for your role in the Capitol Hill.
First of all, I will make it back on time. I will be taking part in the protest on in Oahu, not in Washington, next week, Tuesday.
Yeah, they've spread to all 50 states.
Yeah. We'll see.
This podcast is going to be, the FBI is going to watch the podcast. And this is the evidence.
Oh, yeah. Friendly viewers.
That's fair. That's fair. Yes. Big shout out to.
What? I heard your Parler account was suspended.
Fine, soon.
Anyway, big shout out to. I know. It's interesting how fascism works, isn't it? Anyway, big shout out to Retrologist for liking the show.
But we here at the Nerd Watch are anti-fascism, or Antifa for short, as some people have been calling it.
No, Antifa's a bunch of pricks.
Big shout out to Retrologist.
Say you're against fascism. Say it. Say you're anti-fascism. Say it, G.
What's a retro you're retroologist.
I'm not sure what retroologist is, but thanks for listening, and I hope you had a good time.
That's somebody who,
whoa! How dare you tell me I need to get this thing done?
He said, get that X-Wing done. I'm with him 100%. Anyway, we are out of time, and yes, we are
going to be here for next week.
Just so that we are making political, since we're making political statements, yes, we are anti-fascist and we are anti-communist and anti-socialist. Anyway, Retrologist says we celebrate all things retro, so that is super cool. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. On YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation. Negative. And on Twitch at Nerdwatch 808, okay? We see all your comments. We put them up on the screen. It's a lot of fun. So until next time. So for my good friend, well, kind of my friend, Todd Bernardi, for Kai, the X-Wing guy, for the Maui Comics guy, Alika, and for Format, and of course, the Dark Knight Cannon, IMG Money. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you back here on the Nerd Watch next time. Aloha!